It is always great to have a chat to the guru of greyhounds, especially when we have such a huge night this Friday night. It is the National Championships, which are hosted here in Melbourne. And gee, the Vics have got a red hot chance in both the distance and the sprint. And the man who has all the winners, as he does each and every week, is Mick Floyd, who joins us. How are you, Mick?
Good morning, Mick. Yeah, it's a very big night. It's a very exciting week, actually. There's a lot of events leading into the big finals on Friday night, and all kicks off today, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, gee, you must be wrapped with the fields that we've assembled from the state winners to congregate in the national finals. We've got a short price favourite in the distance, but, gee whiz, the field is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, you're right. It's a fantastic time for stays, actually. The quality and the depth of the staying ranks throughout Australia can be a little bit variable, but at the moment we really do have a vintage crop of stayers. It's quality throughout. One thing that that is quite clear, though, is that we have one of the greatest stayers of all time on our hands in Tornado Tears. The times that he's able to turn out are just extraordinary, and the fact that he's such a short favourite isn't a knock on the other dogs. It's just a mark of how good this greyhound is. And he went around last Thursday night in a trial over 515 metres, and even though it wasn't the distance he'll be racing over, Tab shortened him from $1.75 to $1.60. It's an extraordinary trial. 29.26 is low flying over the 500, and no surprise to see him tighten up even further.
He just seems to be getting better every time he hits to the track.
Yeah, exactly right. He's only 2.5 years old, and typically stayers tend to really start to come into their own at 2.5. So the fact that he's already won two Group 1s, that he's broken track records, that he's been one of the fastest dogs we've ever seen at Sandown Park. He ran the second fastest 700 in his second start over the trip, and I think he's got the third fastest time in the Meadows. So it just shows how much he's done already. With another 12 months or 18 months ahead of him, he could be anything. He could be, he's won 300, just under 400,000 in prize money now. I've got no doubt that form and fitness permitting, he'll top that $1 million mark.
Gee, he's been an absolute revelation for Robert Britton, who we know is such a champion trainer, and he's got the stablemate who's been a nice, competitor for Tornado Tears in recent times, and that is Ripping Sam as well. This is the 50th National Distance Championship, and you sent me a stat which says that Victoria is set to win its 27th. That's a pretty good record for the Victorian Greyhounds over the distance.
It is phenomenal, isn't it? And it is a mark of just how good our staying ranks tend to be. The staying circuit is quite strong down in Victoria. There's a real circuit there for around the country, in fact, but certainly around Victoria, there's a real opportunity for those stays to come through and race at a high level, and that translates into the national championships as well. As I said, the quality can vary around the states from time to time, and Victoria has been dominant, particularly of late.
Is there any danger, Tornado Tears? He's drawn two. Rippin' Sam's from the red box on the inside of him, box one. And then we've got Poco Dorado, who's been in ripping form, winning its last four, who is currently with Tab, the second favourite at $4.60. Tornado Tears is, as you mentioned, a $1.60 favourite. Rippin' Sam's at $4.80. And then we go to Double G, who's got a picket fence next to its name as well. Is there any danger to Tornado Tears?
Look, Poco Dorado trialled very well last week. He went 41.78 around Sandown, which any other time we'd be talking about as being extraordinary. But again, it's just a reflection of how good Tornado Tears that it's almost just at 41.78, which is remarkable. Double G will take a lot of benefit from his trial last Wednesday. He's got the time on the board at Albion Park, which went within two lengths of Tornado Tears' record. But on his home track, I just can't see Tornado Tears being beaten. Robert Britton's sure that if he raced two out with Rippin' Sam, there'd be nothing between them. Problem for Ripping Sam is that he'll be at the back of the field, so he's got to pick his way through, and as these dogs are hitting the wall as he gets close to the line, he's going to have to negotiate his way around him. The biggest danger for mine is that Dinah Chancer in box three comes out and cuts off Tornado Tears. But even then, it's going to take an extraordinary performance to hold off Tornado Tears, because he's just got that phenomenal will to win. And given that even if he does get cut off, he's still going to be in the rail where he wants to be. He's going to be forward enough to be close enough to Dinah Chancer. I just can't see how he gets beaten short of something going horribly wrong. Tornado Tears wins this race.
Right, well, we're looking forward to that. That is the National Distance Championship Final. Then we've also got the National Sprint Championship Final. This is a bit more open. The market has Big Flood the favourite, hopefully flying the flag for Victoria once again. Sky Wave is the second favourite at $3.20, Big Flood at $3. West on Augie is at $4.80. Are you sticking with the local here as well?
Yeah, I think Big Flood is definitely the one to beat, a deserved favourite. The Thompsons have it. He's been an incredibly unlucky greyhound through his career, but he gets his chance here. He's never been beaten out of box two. He's winning the Victorian final, which was a very, very good final in its own right. Was very, very strong. I think there's a real possibility that he comes out nice and fresh and runs a low five to the first mark. And if he does that, I just can't see him getting run down. Skyway, the second favourite, as you mentioned, is a huge spruik on it from New South Wales, as they tend to do. But she's going to have to find a lot of time off her trial last week. She went 5.24 to the first mark, which just won't have her anywhere near him in this company. From box seven, she's going to have to find two or three lengths to go with them, let alone cross and lead. And that being the case, I think she's a real risk at $3.20. But there's a couple of nice pipes drawn in the middle as well. West on Augie's a very, very good Western Australian greyhound racing in great form. And Morris Minor, I think, is the one that could slip under the guard here at an each-way value. From box five, I don't think it'll worry too much. Its recent form up in Brisbane's quite strong, trialled quite well at Albion Park last Thursday night. And what doesn't show up in the form guide is that he does actually have a 29.20 time on the track. He was beaten a length behind My Redeemer earlier in May when My Redeemer was at the absolute peak of his powers. He'll go around at each way price, and I think that's pretty good value for five, Morris Minor.
Right, there we go. Now, do I believe that there are some special markets that the tab has opened, and you might even have a special named after you?
We do, actually. We gave it a crack during the Speed Star, and it was very well received by the punters, especially after the fact when they picked up a nice little prize. So the tab have done it again. They've come to the party. If you go to the Greyhound Specials, there's a multi there from James Van Der Vaart, myself, and Jason Adams from the office. And if you like my multi, it's Tornado Tears into Morris Minor Replace, and that'll get you $5, which is a pretty good return for what I think is I wouldn't say a lock, but I think it's pretty close to it.
Wow.
So make sure you jump on. And James Van Der Vaart's won Big Flood of Place in the final with Tornado Tears to win the distance. So that's about $2.80. So really good value there, and good value option to jump on and have a look if you want to tune in on Friday night.
Gee, you can now tip James Van Der Vaart, can't you?
Well, I've gone the $5 option. He's gone the $2.80 option. So each to their own. But we're trying to find a bit of value there.
Very good. And of course, we got the Greyhound of the Year on Thursday night as well, which will be a gala event held here in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great night, the Greyhound of the Year. We recognise the 2017-18 season, obviously, and there's some remarkable performances. A very, very good recently retired stayer should be prominent in the voting there. Mm. And without knowing who the winners are, I think our record speaks for itself. But it's a fantastic night. Trainer of the Year also, and a couple of Hall of Fame inductees. But if you want to follow along, make sure you follow the Sandown social media. We'll have it all up as it happens during the night.
We will be. Well, we've got your tips for the Nationals. Is there anything else that you like over the weekend or in the coming days that the punters should be jumping onto?
Yeah, there's a dog going around in race four on Friday night at Sandown. It's having his first go over the 700. Race four, number two, Equilibrium. He's got the picket fence next to his name. He's a very, very promising stayer. He's crying out for this distance now. It'll be fascinating to see how it goes. It'll go around in the fourth race. Race four, number two. There's only seven in it. There's only two place dividends, but there's some nice pipes in there. It might get around at a reasonable sort of price.
Lovely.
Jump on, and that'll get you into the quaddy, which has a 100,000 projected pool as well. So hopefully that gives you a nice little bank to have a crack at the quaddy.
And we'll parlay that into Mick Floyd's special on tab.com.au. Hey, good luck. Enjoy the next couple of days and all the festivities that surround the national finals. And for any punters who want to get out there, get out to Sandown Park on Friday night. First race is at 7.06. The distance finals at 8.28. And you've got the sprint final at 9.08. And it's meant to be a really nice day on Friday and Friday evening. So it'll be a great night at the Greyhounds out at Sandown Park. Enjoy it, Mick.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks.